Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Juan Soto not looking too good in right field.
Hey, take the skates off, dude.
Right out of the
gate. Twice now.
2 games in a row.
I know.
He can't catch a ball that's right at him, and he wants $600 million plus? I don't know.
Well, I will say, I think the hardest ball to catch is the line drive right at you. I've always thought that because if you take one step forward or back, like one miscalculation, you're done. You just can't recover. But I also say something. Now, this is not to exonerate him. You got to make those plays,
dude. You're in the big league.
You got to catch him. But I also think that, and people don't associate it with this, you can go into a defensive slump. Like Rizzo's gone into one.
Right, he misses one, and now it's in his head.
Yeah,
100%.
Yep. It happens. Yeah,
because like you said, you can't be thinking about it. You just got to go get it.
Yep.
React to it. And after you miss the first one, now maybe you could be thinking about it.
Yeah.
They get the fans on top of you. I know they've been great to him, but
I know.
There's a little pressure there. Mm-hmm. Soto all of a sudden starting to show some dents.
I think there's more that you want to say here about this. You okay? Or
maybe the Mets don't need him after all.
Get the hell out of here. Mets don't need him after all.
I don't want to butcher in right field. What are you kidding me?
Oh,
I will say,
gosh,
it's not the reason they lost the game yesterday. It doesn't help setting a tone like that right out of the gate.
I hear you, but Luis Gil was so flat hittable. If that ball's caught off Gunner's bat, I just feel like the next one's going to get roped, which it basically did.
Here's what I would say about Soto.
And then the
real
next
quick
one.
Here's what I would say about Soto.
Yeah.
Because this is 2 nights in a row, like you said. And I was actually thinking this the other night after the first play. I know I want the Mets to get him. I still want that, obviously. And I still think they're going to get him. However, I think he's a guy that would drive me nuts being the guy because he's not great defensively. Like, that was a weakness we talked about before the Yankees even traded for him. Certainly after he took, set foot on the field, he's not a great defensive player, and he walks a ton. You know how I feel about the walks. Like, that's fine, especially when you have Judge behind you or Volpe in front of you. When you're the guy in the lineup and you're taking those walks or you're butchering plays in right field and you're expected to be the savior of the New York Mets, it's not fair to put that on him, but if you're getting a contract that's north of $550 or $600 mil or more, he's going to be a lot put on him. He might feel the wrath.
Well,
lucky
for you, that's a high rent district issue you will never have to worry about because he ain't coming there. And even if he butchers the ball in the Bronx, it's all right.
Starting to soften the blow, potentially.
Oh, is that what you did? Laying the foundation? No, I got you. Although, who was it? Heyman had a little something in the post today where talking to some rival execs, it was very short, just a little blurb in the post. Most people think he's staying. Yeah. Like,
well,
most people think it's
going to
be
sign?
Very hard. Well, you still want to use leverage. Your guy.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to use Cohen as a
piece.
Drive it up.
Right now, we might not need him.
That's true.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
One of the juicy sidebars I thought was going to be pretty fun watching Severino. I was looking forward to this. Severino going up against some of his former teammates in the Subway Series on Tuesday, but apparently he is now not going to pitch against the Yankees, despite that being the plan as recently as 15 minutes ago. I guess he's pitching Sunday instead.
Yeah, I was going to say the Subway Series has already taken a hit here with no Severino versus Cole. I was excited about that matchup. And the question that I would have, is there more to it? So Carlos Mendoza just met the media a little while ago. Mets, of course, will be taking on the Cubs at 2 o'clock in Wrigley Field. He said that the Mets decided to move Severino up from Tuesday to Sunday. Now, it is normal rest. Severino pitched last on Tuesday, so it would be his fifth day, normal rest, Sunday night. And he said it was strictly matchup-based. The Mets then moved David Peterson back to start on Tuesday against the Yankees.
Throw a lefty at him.
Two lefties in a row, Adam Peterson, and then Sean Manaea. But, I mean, if you ask me, would I rather have Luis Severino, the Mets' best pitcher, facing the Yankees and Gerrit Cole, or David Peterson facing the Yankees? I mean, it's obviously Luis Severino, and I wonder if Sevy... Now, they didn't say this. Mendoza said they went to Severino and basically told him, and he said, whatever is best for you. Yeah. But maybe Mendy's covering for him here. Maybe Severino didn't want to face his former
team. Oh, I have a hard time believing that.
Well, then what's the issue here? Well, you're telling me it really is matchup-based? You're going to move him up? I think Mendy, maybe if Sevy didn't ask out, maybe Mendy was like, you know what, let's just not do that to him. Or maybe he really doesn't like, say, you know, the idea that the Yankees could tattoo Severino. I don't know, but... Isn't that odd that you would remove your best pitcher from starting a game that you had him scheduled to start against the Yankees?
I know what you mean, like emotionally, but the fact that Sunday represents regular rest for Severino.
Yeah.
Now, if it was the opposite, where, all right,
then they'd really be.
Oh, then, all right, so not only is he not pitching against the Yankees, but now you're going to pitch him irregularly. That would make, I think my antenna would be up more with that. And oh, yeah, by the way, I mean, this is very easily provable. I'm looking at it right now. All right, team average, Yankees versus lefty starters, 237.
Okay.
Versus righties, almost 260.
Okay.
I mean, that's 20 plus points, pretty appreciable. And the OPS against lefties is 705, and versus righties, it's almost 790. So, if they're going to lean on stats, which you can't refute, I'm looking at them right now.
They did say it was
problem with it.
All right,
I would have liked to have seen it. It would have been fun. Do I think that he's, like, wimping out? No, I don't think that.
All right, but then what about the other part of it? Okay, matchup-based. So, I'll take Mendy at his word. And to be fair to him, he's been transparent with the media. So, I'm not going to insinuate that he's lying or trying to cover up. Okay. But if you're Severino, wouldn't you say to him, Mendy, I want the ball against
Yes, games. I would.
So he could have also said that. Like, I know the Mets could go to him and say, hey, matchup base, what do you think? And instead of saying whatever you need, say, I want them.
Mm-hmm.
I want them. I want the Subway Series. I want to go face my former team, a team that, you know, let me walk. I know it was bad for them, but I still want to go against them.
Did they give him the option at all? Like, Mendoza receptive to any pushback? I didn't hear that part. I just heard the little snippet before we came back.
It just sounded like he basically said that they went to him and told him, and then Severino accepted it, saying, whatever's best for the team, I'm fine. All Which right. I do respect, but come on.
Don't
you want to face the Yankees?
Yeah. I mean, I would.
I hate how the Mets have done this for years. They're pitching matchups, like minimizing the importance of the Subway Series. Hey, get it through your heads. It matters. It matters more than the series against the Cubs. You may not want to think it because these stats and data analytical nerds look at all the games the same and think it's more important to move a guy. By the way, BT, how often do teams move up a starter to a regular Sunday night baseball game even? Doesn't matter, right? Hey, he was supposed to start Tuesday. We're going to move him up because of matchup. They don't do that often at all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not make it like that's a regular occurrence. For years, though, the Mets have not lined up their pitching to have the best pitching possible against the Yankees. And it's driven me up a freaking wall. These series mean more. They mean more to your fans. Bottom line, if the Mets were dead and buried at 10 games under, the Subway Series would still mean something. Matter of fact, it'd mean even more. So it means something. So to take a guy who you had scheduled to start that game, your best pitcher, against his former team, and move him last minute, which is kind of last minute, you're on Friday less than a week away.
Yeah.
To me, that's, I just don't like that at all.
But it's backed up by stats.
Yeah, well, you know what you could do with the stats. I almost got nasty right there.
I saw it. I saw the gyrations, the veins, the head popping.
You know what
popping.
You could do with those stats.
I know. Okay, but now hold on a second. You said something, honestly, that I think is foolish.
Yeah.
Even though I understand it. You said that the Subway Series means more. Literally, it doesn't. What's more important, playing the Yankees twice or playing the Cubs, who you are competing for a playoff spot, three games. So, team that's in your way, one more game, or the symbolism and the fanfare of the Subway Series, which I like the Subway Series.
Let me ask you this way. if you polled 10,000 Met fans and said, would you rather get swept by the Cubs and win both games from the Yankees or sweep the Cubs and lose both games from the Yankees, what do you think their answer would be?
I think most years, I think I know what their answer would be. I think this year might be different.
No,
maybe I'm naive with that. But then I would say then they're idiots if they place more emphasis on something that really doesn't mean anything.
It
more
does
than,
mean something.
Yeah, but the Cubs
rights.
Means more because it's another game.
It's
a wild card.
Well, in that case, then all the games are equal. So I'm giving you the scenario: would you rather beat the Cubs for three games? Or
I'd
beat
rather
the Yankees
win one more game than I lose.
You can make up that game down the road. I want to sweep the Yankees
Time. Save the clip and listen. Who knows if they're going to get swept by the Cubs and or sweep the Yankees? Probably neither will happen. Probably somewhere in between. But save this.
They could sweep both.
Now they could save this because the day that the Mets miss out on the wild card, the final one by a half a game, I want to play this. I want to say, Sal, you have fun beating the Yankees a couple times back in June?
I'll say, matter of fact, I did. You could ask me. I can remember every Mets win against the Yankees starting with 1997. I can remember those for the Subway Series, especially in the beginning. Yeah, Cub wins, regular season? Come on, don't really remember them at all.
Wow.
It means more.
There's
an energy. I know what you're saying.
I do get it. I do hear you.
I get your side of it. I hate that they, the Mets, take the emotion out of it. Treat it like it is special because it is special to your fans. The Cubs aren't going to sell out Citi Field. The Yankees might. I don't even know in today's day and age. But
we'll make ourselves comfortable. We'll get you up to the
45. They used to be, whatever, but it used to be guaranteed sellouts. It's going to be close to it. The Cubs on a Tuesday or Wednesday are drawing what for the Mets?
Honestly, the way the Mets are playing, the Cubs have some fans.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night?
25, 28.
And what are the Yankees drawing on a Tuesday, Wednesday night?
Yeah, 35, 38, 40, 40. You mean, wait, Yankees versus Mets or just Yankees versus anybody?
Yankees versus Mets for the Mets.
Sell out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It means more. More people, your fans, the Mets, I'm talking to you, more of your fans care about the Yankee series than they do about this series with the Cubs, which, by the way, is in Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So it's not just the data.
Yeah, but hold on, that's not true either because I think for the Mets to get the sellout, part of the reason why the Mets will get the sellout against the Yankees is because a lot of Yankee fans are going to be going to City
Field.
Well,
I mean, that is true. But that makes the Mets fans care even more, too, because now you have Yankee fans in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. These games do mean more. Let's not pretend that they don't
because they don't literally.
In the standings, they literally don't.
Okay.
I'm with you on the other stuff. Well, I mean,
what's more important, the standings? Yeah. Let me ask you this. Go back to an old-time Mets fan before they had the wild cards, right? So all the years, there was like certainly 84, definitely 85, and even 84, when they kept losing out by a game or so to the Cardinals, right? Think about that. Now, you didn't have a wild card back then, whatever. Even the Yankees losing out to Toronto in the 80s when they had no pitching but big offense with Ricky and Donnie and Dave. I mean, a game can literally mean you're either in the playoffs or you're not.
Right. Okay, let me ask you it this way. Do you think the Mets have a better chance of beating the Yankees with Severino on the mound or David Peterson?
Well, I've got a theory. I think you're going to really appreciate this. I want to save it, though. I've got a theory on why they're actually doing this with Severino. I don't know if I'm right. I want to float it by you. We'll get to it coming up next. BT and Sal.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.